Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me, I have two grandchildren, brother and sister, and they are, you go first, ladies,
Hannah
and Brandon.
Hannah and Brandon Brim. And Hannah has, she's a graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center, and she's home for the summer. And Brandon has been assisting me, and he's praying about what to do with his life. He's had many unusual experiences with the Lord. And we're going to talk about some of these things and how they follow God, because they're a part of a young generation that is absolutely gift-laden, prepared by God for the last generation before the coming of the Lord. And I've never in my life seen the enemy make a play for a generation of young people like he is today. I wish you would look and listen to our radio broadcast. They're on archives of Monday and Tuesday. And you can go back and listen to Ben give his testimony of being in the very clutches of hallucinatory drugs. And then his mother and how prayer and faith brought him out of it. Now, when he was talking, Hannah said she, what was going around in your spirit?
I was just reminded, well, something that has been on my heart for a while was how important, intercession is, especially for, people who are not living for God or unsaved people.
Yes. Now, I'm going to read you the scripture because she particularly mentioned travail. Travail fell out of popularity, but travail is real. And Brother Hagin, I first heard him teach on this, and it's in his books on prayer. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 10, Paul said to the Galatians, the church there, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you." So he's talking to the Galatians and he said, "I need to travail again for you." Well, when did he travail the first time? Before they were born again. And he travailed, it's like unto a woman's labor pains. But he said, "I'm travailing in birth again for you until Christ be formed in you." And when someone like Ben comes out of that world of drugs, hallucinatory drugs, and whatever they were in, Christ is not formed in them yet. He gave his testimony, you'll listen it yesterday. He got a deliverance, but then his flesh kept crying out for the drugs. So travail is a way that we can pray for others. And Hannah said that as she was sitting in this room and listening to Ben talk, then Hannah has been used by the Lord in travail since she was been a little bitty girl. And so tell about a recent experience you have, if you feel free to.
This was probably about a couple weeks ago, and I'm not sharing it. It's something personal, but I believe that if people don't talk about it, then people aren't going to know how to travail or do intercession, because they won't. You have to, sometimes prayer is caught, and so you have to see it, and people talk about it, but sometimes it's easy. You have to see that. And so this was about a couple of weeks ago, and I was praying about a particular situation for some people that I've just felt like they had, you know, just praying for them to see clearly on some things. And I was praying for them, and then I got into deeper. I was with one of my friends, and we just started going deeper, and not just for those people, but it was like just for souls in general, for the unsaved people. And it was, but it was so deep that I literally felt like I had gone down to, and I don't know if I actually went there, but, or just that state of where that person was. Mm-hmm. Like I had, mm-hmm. like, 'cause you take on what they're feeling, but I had never had that happen that extreme. Like I felt like I was trapped. Like I couldn't, it was almost just like, I can't explain it in words, but it was just like torture. Like I had felt like I went like to hell, like hellish, like a realm. I mean, if I didn't go to hell, but like a realm that was, that I had never felt before, that, that extreme from, so.
You know, with intercession, you take the place of that person. And I've heard Brother Hagin talk so many times, when you're praying for the lost, and you get into this travail, they have to be born again. Travail is a term that comes from the birthing term. You know, the woman is in travail and then she has a baby. So you travail for this person, and you will actually sometimes feel like you're lost. You will take on the feelings of their infirmities. And then you can tell when you reach a note of victory and you get them through. But what one of the things I've seen, and sometimes I say this, when someone comes to the Lord, they're born again. And you know they're really coming from a bad place. Drugs. Depths of something or another. I've said before, Lord, lay them on the heart of an intercessor who will intercede for them until Christ is formed in them. And that's what we've just seen with Ben. We've seen his mother. She wouldn't let go. And she had intercessors, and she had people praying, prayer mountain people. And they're still praying. And then he's under the word. And the Spirit, she brings him, and he comes where the hands are laid on him. All these things work together. But there is the business of Christ being formed in you. Go ahead, Hannah.
I saw, I just remembered this now. I saw, I guess it was young people. I don't know if, but it, they looked like young people.
And this is why you were praying that time?
Yeah. And and like demonic, like demons, like on them.
You saw
like,
that?
Yeah. Like just like some of them were on their shoulders or like on their, just on their heads.
And now think about it. Ben had someone praying for him, his mother. She enlisted the prayers of the worldwide prayers. There are many people who don't have anyone praying for them. And that's why there has to be a spirit of prayer right now. And there is. God's raising up prayers. Because there are people out there that don't have anyone to pray for them. And God needs a human to offer this prayer, to ask him. So if you are someone who is given to prayer, count it as a high calling. Or make yourself available to pray for them. Not everyone. This is what John G. Lake's son said. Brother Wright. He and John G. Lake's daughter, we used to travel with them, and they were wonderful people. He was brought up in John G. Lake's Bible school. And he said, the lost people, they have hard hearts of unbelief. And it's like rocks, hard rock. And he said, the prayers, the intercessors go in there, and they plant dynamite. They plant dynamite charges. They're praying. They're interceding for those hard hearts. And then he said, here will come along an evangelist. And he'll light the wicks of the dynamite sticks with his sermon or whatever and the gifting of he has. And those hearts will just blow up, disintegrate, the hard heart of unbelief. So everything has its part. The preaching of the gospel has its part. The pastor has his part, taking care of the people. And so that's what we want to happen in the lives of these young people. So many of the young people right now, he talked about the addiction of the games. He's making a play for young people right now. Do you see any of that, Brandon? Do you want to talk about any of that?
I totally see it, like with the games and the drugs. And if you really... It really boils down to wasting your time. Wasting your time is one, but it's also to get them out of the mindset that they're in right now. And if you really think about that, it's kind of sad that they're putting all this effort, all this time into getting out of the world that they're in right now, that they're living right now. You know what I'm trying to say?
These are escape routes for them?
Yeah, they're escaping their lives that they have. And they don't like them, you know? They don't feel good. They don't have friends, so they just want to escape it. You know, they don't want to be here. So these are escape routes for them, playing games and spending lots of time and lots of hours in them, and then getting involved in drugs where you're not, and if you're not, you're in this other like play realm, they don't want to have their normal lives. It's their escape routes.
And now the other morning I woke up at 3 o'clock in the 4:30 in the morning, and I wrote down what I heard the Spirit say: time is your most precious commodity. And then I'm not remembering it right now exactly, but all time that is dedicated unto me will be rewarded throughout eternity. So we have what the Bible calls our time in the flesh. And here are these young people. We've got strong bodies and strong minds, and the Lord needs them. And so the enemy's number one thing, he's a thief. It says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's after their lives, but he'll begin with their time, stealing their time. And he does that with an inroad of something. You think it's escape, because yes. Some of them even, Brandon, some of them come from good homes.
Right.
But they still, does he lie to them and make them think they need to escape? What happens there?
He does. Like you said, you know, it's not, you know, he's going to play to what you like, or, you know, maybe for you, it's not video games. It might be something else. Mm-hmm. He's going to take away your time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I've had plenty of times with that, you know, just situations will come up where I want to do this, you know, and it might not be bad, but it takes your time away from the Lord. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden you'll realize that, wow, I'm doing this a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think, too, like just with my own self, I always spend time with the Lord. But it was getting, cause I was working a lot, you know, this past year, and a lot, you know, busy schedule, but, I would spend my nights with him, but my mornings would not be as much, cause I would have my nights, and it would just be like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, I get my
in the
three,
morning.
Mm-hmm, three scriptures or whatever, and be like, oh, that's good. You know, that for a young girl, that's pretty good. But I asked the Lord and I said, what is the deal? Cause my soul is still acting. And I will at least get three scriptures. Like I have to, but he's like, that's not enough. He's like, you've got to spend more time with me. And every person is different, but it's like, he's requiring more time, and not just doing it like a work, but actually spending time with Jesus. Like, he is the Word. So it's like, you don't just read your three scriptures and your devotional. There's a difference. But you do that, but it's like you listen to him and you're talking to him. It's that fellowship.
All the time.
The fellowshipping.
And Hannah, you can do that on the job.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that no matter what your job is. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to have a Holy Ghost rally. I mean, not a Holy Ghost rally, but a Holy Ghost seminar here. And you can call us about coming to that. We're all talking about the Holy Spirit. That's 1-800-972-3447, billybrim.org. Joe Jordan and Bron Smith and Billy Brim, we're going to be having, coming up here early in June, we're going to be having a Holy Ghost seminar. And then we've got our Champions for Christ that you'll want to talk about, because we're talking about our young people. Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow. Okay.